This episode of The Morning Stream brought to you by Braintree. If you're working on a mobile app and searching for the right payments API, check out the Braintree V.0 SDK. With one simple integration, your customers get every way to pay. To learn more and to try it out in the sandbox, go to braintreepayments.com/morningstream. Coming up on TMS, Alexa might be insane.
Hasselhoff's car is up for grabs.
Sex Pistols kills punk forever.
Daredevil would like to be frank with you.
JK says there is indeed an American Hogwarts.
Recommendals.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Well, it's that time of day again. Every afternoon at this hour, the human side of American business comes apart. The bits and pieces flying off in all directions. Big wheels, little cogs, and all the other people parts it takes to run the world.
And our fellas. When I ring their office, they pick up on the first ring.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
They are all that is man. This is The Morning Stream.
Morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream, TMS, for Wednesday, June 10th, 2015. It is already the 10th of this month.
I know. Once you start getting into the double digits, then it feels like the month is flying by.
Oh, that's insane.
That's the point.
Yeah,
right?
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Partially, well, here, you know, it's funny. I'm in the middle of a dichotomy here because on the one hand, time's going too fast and I feel like it's just whipping past me. But also, it's going slow because I really want to get in for that eye appointment. It's driving me crazy. I have a headache constantly because I'm so blurry. I'm just, my eyes are straining to like make sense of stuff and everything's getting so blurry. It's like, I got to wait till the 29th. That seems so far away to me.
It does, yeah.
But then again, time's flying, so I my brain won't decide which way it wants it. Is it going fast? Is it going slow?
Well, when you're anticipating something, it goes slow. I mean, it's, you know, it feels like, oh my God, this trip to Japan can't come soon enough, right? But then I'm thinking, oh shite, I've got like a month and a half to write questions for Nerdacular and have all that stuff done.
Yeah, that's true.
The question writing isn't the big deal. It's all the multimedia stuff I like to do.
Yeah, it's a media rich experience, that experience. And we can't not all have right. that.
No.
Yeah, so we're doing it, we're making it happen. Today will be interesting because it's you're gonna get two fat doses of Brian and Scott, depending on your taste. You're going to get this show, and then later today, we are taking the reins from Tom Merritt while he is out of town on very important secret business, and you and I are going to be hosting the Daily Tech News show, so that'll be fun. Talking about technology.
He's starting up a new tech show on Engadget called Dear Tom.
Dear Tom. Use the hashtag Dear Tom and ask him... What would he do, though? Let's say it's not tech. Let's say, what if you don't hire Tom...
Dear Tom, explain Bitcoin.
Yeah, that'd be great. Every question,
every
week.
Episode, yeah.
Yeah. Please explain Bitcoin. What is happening? I found out the other day, listening to some NPR podcast, that Bitcoin is now being used as the primary currency for like black market, underground, weird, dark internet purchasing. So like if you, Brian, if you're really into like... I don't know, Indonesian donkey porn, you would pay for it via Bitcoin.
Why does it always go there?
I don't know. I don't know why. It's always something with a donkey.
Why does it always have to bring up my Indonesian donkey porn fetish? Jeez.
But it was fascinating because they had all these, it's other stuff too. Like you could buy cocaine on in this market. You can buy all sorts
That's
of illegal
funny with
drugs.
Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. It just seems really funny.
Well, I think it's because it's literally cryptocurrency. It's difficult to trace, and who knows who has what. I don't know how you. I mean, again, Dear Tom, how does it work again? Because I need to buy some donkey porn.
Dear Tom, magnets. How do they work?
how do they work? It's like magic. All right, we got a show to do. We're gonna do it. Nicole will be here today. Tom will not. He's not here, obviously. He's out of town.
Right. It would be very surprising if we had Tom for this and didn't have her TMS. It would be suspicious, I think is the word. Yeah.
Also, just briefly, have you ever done this? Maybe I've done it every day and I just haven't thought about it, but today I thought about it for the first time. I woke up, got out of bed, I drug a comb across my head. I did all the things the Beatles do in the morning, and I you know, did letting the dog out, feeding her. Nick's asleep because he's a lazy butt, and it's summer. Went and made some lovely tea this morning, a little piece of toast. And I came down on the show, and as soon as I stopped the like pre-show Super Friends thing I was playing before we started the show, I said my first words of the day, and it occurred to me I haven't spoken until just then. It seems a little weird, doesn't it? Not really.
It does,
I guess.
Seem a little weird. Yeah. No, I've noticed that too. Like if you know, Tina's working and I'm and Tristan's sleeping at a friend's house or whatever, then it'll be a while before I do say anything if I'm not talking to myself. That probably is the thing that breaks things up. Mm-hmm. But like on solo trips to Vegas, I'll go, you know, it'll feel like hours since I do any talking.
Without any speaking. It's like we're the guilty remnant for a portion of our day. We just don't
kind of is. Yeah. It's probably relieving to us, right? You know, just from all the talking that we do for podcasting, to maybe have that.
You know, I can totally relate to that. Like if you go to a gathering and I don't feel like being all talky with people, it's a tangible thing I can feel like, I've been doing this all week. Do I really need to do more of it? Do I need to entertain these three people standing in front of me or looking at me as if I need to entertain them? Ugh.
Yeah.
First world podcast problems, man.
It's probably the same thing happens to comedians, right? Like, you know, Patton Oswalt. Hey, Patton, say something funny. You're the funny guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, guys. Come on. I don't want to do my Star Wars filibuster.
Or like Jim Gaffigan, do that one about the Hot Pockets. We'd love to hear about the Hot Pockets.
Brian Regan, let's hear that voice.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to
do
the voice.
That voice. Yeah, you're probably right. Probably totally right. All right, so I have some good news and some weird news. I got an Amazon Echo.
It
arrived. You got yours too, right?
I did. Mine came in Friday. I was really surprised how small the box was. I was thinking, well, that must be like a DVD or something that just arrived. My copy of Punisher finally arrived, so that must be the box it came in. But you open it up, it's like, oh, no, they perfectly packaged that thing.
Yeah, I was impressed with the packaging as well, actually. It's very Apple-like, that packaging.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's awesome. I plugged it in. It worked immediately. All the things you want it to do work great. I think the Xbox One should be embarrassed. The voice stuff on this is so much better than that. It's just really good. And I know people have had it since March, and, you know, I'm sounding like Johnny Come Lately, but they were on back order forever, and you and I just finally got ours, and so on and so forth. So I wanted to put it through the ringer, right? Test it out. And I did a few things. The very first thing I said was, Alexa, play the morning stream. And it immediately found the most recent episode of the morning stream and played it, which was kind of awesome.
Oh, wow. Very good. It did not work with Coverville. I tried that same thing. So
really?
I'll figure out.
Weird.
Yeah, I'm not on TuneIn or something is the problem.
Oh, maybe that's where
it gets that stuff.
Oh, okay. They need to do more apps tie-ins. That'd be cool if they did other... other services and stuff like Stitcher or something. But anyway, that was pretty cool, I thought. And then, you know, being able to say what's the weather like right now and she'd give you this full weather and forecast thing is cool. I mean, a lot of this is sort of just Siri stuff, but I do think it's important to note how well she does two things. One, finds the info you're looking for without you having to restate it or it not hearing you well. It does a really good job of just knowing what you're saying. And also, her voice sounds like somebody's reading on a microphone. It doesn't sound like a computer lady who's going, let me find out for you. And like, there's not a lot of broken modulation.
Yeah, I agree. I'm better than Siri, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I think this is better than Siri. I like it better than OK Google. Is it OK Google? Whatever it is. Google.
Yeah, OK Google.
Whatever it is.
Is that Cortana? No, it's not Cortana.
Cortana's
Windows,
is
Microsoft.
Yeah, and I don't know how that is. I haven't tried it. But I'm very impressed with all that. But here's the weird bit. So I'm in the house, and I'm thinking, well, I want to hear some music or, you know, hang around or whatever. First thing I asked it was for classical music. I said, hey, play me some classical music. And she goes, playing classical playlist from Prime Music or something. And it starts. And it is the Halo theme. And I thought, the thing kind of knows me, does it? So I said, all right, skip. I just wanted to see what else was there. Like, are you going to give me some Beethoven or Brahms or something? And it skips, and the very next song, the overture to Diablo 3 now plays. So it keeps...
I'm sensing a theme.
Yeah, it kept playing video game themes. And I thought, Is it because it knows me and my behavior either via purchasing on Amazon, or is there something else at play here? I never could quite figure that out. So I thought,
well, have you bought any of those on Amazon?
Not that I know of.
Like video game music, the album or something like that. I know there's a.
Oh, that London Orchestra stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if that's.
Oh, you know what? Maybe you're right. I thought when I asked it that it would play for me. I guess that makes sense. It would play stuff that I purchased there, but also things from their Prime playlists, you know, their Prime.
That's what it should be doing, right? Like it should be automatically going to Prime and saying, okay, here's stuff in Prime that's labeled as classical. And I wonder if there's something that carries a higher priority when you do something like that. Like if you say, you know, play classical, if it says, all right, first let's see what kind of classical he has that he's purchased from Prime mm-hmm. or purchased.
Yeah.
And we'll pull from that. And if not, then we'll pull from the regular Amazon Prime catalog.
Could totally be. That's true. Maybe it checks there first. I didn't think about that. Okay, that may explain that one. That one was a little creepy because okay. I thought, ugh, this is weird. You shouldn't know me this well. So, all right, so there's that. Then I decided, and then I threw in there, well, let's play me classic rock. And it went, and that did what it meant to do. And it wasn't songs I own. It was like, they call me the space cowboy. Like all this. What's his name? Not Dave Matthews Band. What's his name? Freaking
Steve Miller Band.
Jeez. Right. And it played all this like, you know, great classic rock. And I said, play Foo Fighters. And it did a big Foo Fighters mix. So I'm thinking, okay, well, it knows how to do that. So we're good. I said then, hey, Alexa, play me some Def Leppard. And she goes, playing Def Leppard mix or something. And she starts to play it. And I start to notice in this song, it was like Love Bites was the first one. There's mm-hmm. no lyrics. There's no lyrics at all through the whole thing. It all sounds normal and good, except there's really? No lyrics. I said, Alexa, skip. And it skipped to the next one. And it started to play Pour Sugar on Me or something. Again, no lyrics.
Yeah. Okay.
Old albums, new albums, didn't matter. I asked for a specific song at one point. I think it was Hysteria or something. And it played that. And again, no lyrics. Why are they playing the karaoke version of Def Leppard on there? Because that's what that must have been.
Yeah, and I'm guessing I'm going to Amazon right now. If you do a search for Def Leppard on Amazon, none of their stuff is available via Prime. Now, there's MP3s available.
Okay.
But once you start seeing like the things listed in blue as Prime, it's all quote-unquote rock hits, which... I didn't think you meant karaoke versions. I thought it would be just like your sound-alike versions.
Right. That's what I was thinking. I would have thought that anyway. And that just was weird. Like, I don't know why that was so weird. It just hit me as weird. Like, what? A karaoke version of Definitely? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Then I said, I'm in the mood for some comedy, Brian. I want to hear some comedy. So I said, right. I said, play me some comedy. And she said, okay, starting a Prime list of comedy. It's all Stephen Wright routines. Nothing else. I'm not kidding you. Back to back, top to front, Stephen Wright, going.
I bought
a blender and I hooked it up. You know, it's like it's him constantly. And I thought, well, I'm just going to see this through. I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to keep saying skip. Nope, every time. Multiple albums, one at a big event place, one at a small club. It didn't matter. Stephen Wright, 24/7, all the time. That was weird.
I just unboxed my Amazon Echo. It only does my jokes.
And I enjoyed him. I mean, I like him, right? I'm a big Stephen Wright fan. But I just thought...
But maybe you want a little, you know, some of the aforementioned Jim Gaffigan, Brian Regan, Patton Oswalt. Yeah.
So I'm a little torn because what it is really good at is voice recognition is really good. Answering questions like, you know, what is the square root of 8,402? It knew that. You know, it's very good at, like, answers to questions. It knows mine. I said, who is Scott Johnson? It says, Scott Johnson is a cartoonist and podcaster and lives in, you know, knew all this stuff. It was reading from Wikipedia, whatever it's getting this data. So it was doing a really good job. All those things and a great job of understanding what I was asking for and then therefore playing it. But it seems like the selections or the what they have available to them blows. Like there aren't enough apps tied in or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny because one of the things that has you do during the setup is say, hey, play Ho Hey by the Lumineers. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay, let's try that. And boom, Ho Hey by the Lumineers comes on. Like, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say, all right, now play something by the Plasmatics.
Yeah.
Huh?
What? She'll say, yeah. I do not understand the question that was asked, or however she says it.
Yes. Right. Right.
I did all the geeky ones, like, you know, close the pod bay doors and it does the I can't do that, Dave, and whatever. I asked if the cake was a lie and it says the cake is real and, you know, all that stuff. So it's cool.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it's cool. And the sound on it is really good, like the music sound and stuff.
Yeah.
Great
speakers on that.
Because I was really hoping I could say, all right, yeah, this is going to be rad. For it to be the raddest it can be, it needs to start. I know it has an API and I know there are apps coming, but it needs to start tying into things like Spotify, RDO, you know, music services of various types or whatever. Pandora is on there, so you can just play Pandora like you do Pandora. And it does local news really cool. Like I could say, or local stuff, I'd say, play me NPR and it'll fire up our local NPR station stream.
Oh, really? I didn't try that.
Yeah, that's cool. Pretty neat. So it's like flashes of brilliance and then you go, oh yeah, but you don't have shit for Def Leppard right now, do you? Like,
right.
That's a karaoke song, you dummies. I don't want to. Who wants to ask for that and listen to that? Nobody does.
Right. Alexa, never play karaoke.
I'm sorry. I don't understand the question. Oh, and I love that you can tell her to shut up. That's my favorite thing. So she'll be on some rant. Like, you'll go, tell me the weather. And she'll go, today's a lovely 85 with a chance of. And in the middle of her saying, you go, Alexa, shut up. And she'll just stop. She'll just quit. So you can be a little abusive if you want to be.
Wow.
It's cool. Oh, and you can do, Brian, you got to try Simon Says. Have you tried that?
No, okay. No. Simon Says.
Because she'll say anything if you do that. So if you say, Alexa, Simon Says penis, she'll go, penis. So she'll
really?
Say she'll say all the naughty words if you Simon Says her. But she is, some of them she says wrong.
Oh, deep down, we're all 13-year-olds.
I really, truly, it's true. Anyway, it's cool and I like it and I hope they extend it. I want it to do more than it's doing currently. All right. Anyway, what are we doing now? Daryl time.
Daryl time.
I don't have to lean over anymore. Just add him to the
call. Alexa, add Daryl to the call.
Yeah. Bring him in here. Let's see. There we go. It'd also be nice if it did outgoing calls and things like that. You know.
Oh, yeah, right. Hooked up with your phone.
Sure. There's no reason it couldn't. Mm-hmm. They just have to write it to do it. Shouldn't be that big of a deal. Here's Daryl's theme, and off we go. It is Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by...
Are you confusing fart gas with frog pants? Do you empathize with Scott whenever he confuses a word when reading a news story out loud? Well, friend, have I got a new company just for you. Improve your English literacy and reading comprehension levels from all from the comfort of your ass-imprinted lazy boy with theliteracytutor.com. We use Lexia Learning Products, a member of the famous Rosetta Stone Company, and the proven excellence of our head tutor, David Shipps, to improve your English literacy capabilities. Boy, I'm blowing that one. Check us out today at theliteracytutor.com and say farewell to fartgas forever. Remember, if you can read, you can do anything.
For the record, they asked Brian to read that in the 1920s voice.
Yes, exactly. That was the cue point at the very top of that. So, yeah.
For a guy that didn't enjoy that, that's why. For that one guy who emailed us.
That one guy who didn't enjoy it?
Yeah. Just so he knows, we're thinking about him.
I think there's probably more people there.
Oh, I don't think so. I've only ever heard from the one, and he was a bum. Daryl, are you there?
I am the flea that buzzes around your head.
Whoa, that's fantastic. Yeah, we always get these. We're tinkering at the beginning of the show. Daryl is constantly texting, and it's something I both love and enjoy. Hold on a second. What is this? Oh, my wife just sent me a lovely photo. They're in San Francisco today, so enjoying themselves. They stayed at a beachfront hotel overnight on their way there.
Wow.
And, I guess that's all over the coast up there, just like weird little... stop and stay places, and the beach is just right outside your room. And
they're just basically doing like Pacific Coast Highway kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they're just traveling.
That's awesome.
That, yeah, they love that. So I
did that years ago, and it's such a great. It's awesome. Lighthouses everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And Kim said she was surprised how many weird little towns that are very Twin Peaks there are along the way. And that surprises me too. I didn't realize that. I figured it was either big open road or it was. Populated, heavily populated sort of vacation spots. But a lot of these towns are like, there ain't no bathroom set for employees unless you buy something, that kind of stuff. anyway, More stories.
Damn,
I'm
fine
sure.
Piece of pie, though.
Yeah, right? Real good. Daryl, welcome. Let's do a Star Trek trivia question. How you feeling about it? You good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got one for you. By the way, do we sound fine to you today?
Oh, yeah, no crust at all.
Well, it's weird. You have zero lag, but Brian has like this half second of lag, and I don't know why.
Weird. I wonder what it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got nothing running either.
I don't know what's happening. Help, help, it's happening. Daryl, in the Next Generation episode, The Perfect Mate, the Enterprise is transporting some special cargo for an ambassador. They receive a distress call from the Ferengi ship. What do the Ferengi claim is wrong with their ship? I remember this. This is The Perfect Mate. This is where the box has Famke Janssen in it. And she gets out and goes, I am for you, Ulrich of old.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone gets horny in the ship because of her, because of her pheromones or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's Famke Janssen.
Yeah.
Has that same effect on me.
She had, they gave her funny freckles in that. Some fake funny freckles, I think.
Yeah, like, what's her face from,
DS9, right?
Almost like the Jadzia Dax thing, right?
Yeah, with the, like, on her neck and her, something. Anyway, here's your answers, possible answers. Was A, their navigation system had failed, B, their warp core had been breached, or as he wrote, their warp core is breaching. C, their life support systems are failing, or D, their containment field is collapsing. Those are your options. So, navigation system failed, warp core breaching, life support failing, or containment field collapsing. Them's are your options. But now we turn our attention toward Daryl's fantastic way of telling us things that happened in the past.
Hey.
There you go. It's what happened in Star Trek a long time ago.
Well, nothing real great, but in 1968 on this day, the seventh and last day of filming of the TOS episode Alon of Troyes happened.
That was one of your favorites, as I recall. You love that one, right?
No, I don't.
I'm just kidding. You hate that
one. It's not one of the worst either, though.
Oh, it isn't? I always thought it was...
Alon of Troyes.
I always thought it was a bad one. Not so bad?
Nah, not that bad.
Yeah, there are worse things.
It was the one where the Egyptian lady had dilithium crystals on her neck.
Oh, right. And then the main guy was like some kind of Grecian Apollo guy, right? Like, he was like, it was like,
I think there was a bodyguard in the background that looked like that.
But. Well, wasn't it like all like, it looked like Greece and, or ancient Greece or Rome or something? What am
no,
I thinking
no, you're
of?
Thinking of? You're thinking of Apollo.
Oh, is that a thing? Is that another episode?
Yeah.
Oh, what was that
a different one?
What was that called?
Who mourns for Adonis?
Okay, now that was a steaming pile, though, right?
That was kind of bad.
Okay, that's what I thought. Well, that was some cool. Did you hear that sound? That was
cool. A little screeny there. Yeah,
I like that. That was cool. It was not quite as good as this one.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite as good as that one, and it wasn't as good as Windy.
Yeah.
No, this one.
My scrub.
All right. Fine. That's good. Congratulations to that dumb episode. Let's
someday
move on.
You need to put all those screwy ones together and just have an episode of.
I'll let Mike do it. Except he can have uneven volume through the whole thing and have it sound like it was about 24K. then it'll be fine. All right. So let's. Oh, there's something I was going to ask you though, real quick. What was it? Oh, did you the new Star Trek movie? I thought they were already like in production, but I'm seeing here that they just got a director. Did you hear about this? I sound like Jay Leno. Hold on.
Did you hear about this?
Hey, hear about this? Hold on. Where did I see it? What'd you say there, Daryl? Are you there?
Am I Skyping out?
Yeah, you sound like you're getting some interference there at the office there. Hold on a second. Star Trek 3. Where's 3? There we go. 2016. Justin Lin. I thought this was new news. He's the Fast and the Furious guy.
Yeah, that's not that new.
Oh.
Not a month.
Oh, we've known about this for that long? Okay. I had no idea. Well, who am I to know? He did Fast and the Furious 7, or 6, rather. Fast 5. Fast and Furious in 2009. And Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. As well as... Oh, wow. He was a producer on... okay, here we go. Star Trek 3, he's doing the untitled Jeremy Renner Bourne sequel. And something called the untitled Shaolin Temple remake. And he did 2 episodes of True Detective. So there you go. The new one. The new True Detective.
The upcoming season?
Yeah. Which starts soon, right, Brian? Soon.
Very soon. I know Orange is the New Black starts this week, this weekend, or all of it comes out this weekend. It's like you always look at the great summer programming, right?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, True Detective by the end of the month, I think.
Didn't it used to be, though? This was opposite when we were kids. We were all growing up. It would be summer was rerun time and nothing new.
Right.
And then the fall would be all the new stuff, right?
Of course. Yeah. And you wouldn't have mid-season stuff, you know, starting in January. I mean, basically, they figured out a way to do production schedules so that there's always something new that is hyped and is drawing viewers for commercial commercial reasons.
Different time now, I guess. We get all kinds of new stuff in the summer. Daryl, remember reruns? Those were fun. Those were good times. They don't do that anymore. Nobody does that anymore, really. They might have reruns. Well, they don't do it like reruns. It's not like, here's the slot for Knight Rider, and for 24 episodes, you get new ones, but then during the off season, it's just the same time slot, but they're running it over again. They don't do that anymore. They do something else during that slot. And I think Lost may have been the thing that killed it. You remember that whole controversy with Lost? They would run repeats, and people would get so pissed, like season three and four. They were so mad at Lost for that. I think that's when
And now they promote it, right? Like they say, no more reruns until the end of the season or something like that.
Yeah.
Like they make sure to
make a point,
broadcast that.
But they just plain don't do it. I don't know any show, at least on the three networks, I don't know any shows that rerun anymore. Or have I just been unplugged for so long? I don't know.
You've been unplugged for so long. I mean, there's reruns happening all the time with Modern Family shows a bunch of reruns, Big Bang Theory. I'm trying to think if stuff like Blacklist and stuff like that was rerun.
But are they like,
obviously no reality shows or anything.
Right, right. But like the show, like Modern Family, they show it during their normal time slot? Or
during the normal season, yeah. Yeah, and it's before the season finale. So you'll have some rerun episodes before the season finale.
Like a catch-up kind of thing or something. Okay.
Kind of, yeah, yeah.
I guess I haven't been unplugged too long. I haven't seen a rerun.
Maybe not the week before the season finale, but it's within the season. It's before, you know, it's during the season. They'll have like 3 or 4 weeks of like, we'll do reruns.
Okay. That's interesting. All right. Well, back to the damn question. Which is less interesting. Girl?
Answer the damn question.
Answer the question. All right. Their navigation systems failed. So that's one. Their warp core is breaching. That's one. The life support systems are failing. That's possible. Or their containment field collapsed. Which one of those do you think it is?
Oh, I'm not sure. Justin Lin is a good director for this because he is a Star Trek fan.
Is he? That's cool. Well, I hope he
all
is.
His friends were Star Wars, but he never went to movies, so he was a Trek fan.
That's the opposite of J.J. Abrams. Remember him saying that he was never a Trek fan? He is now, but he was never one growing up. He was all Star Wars all the time, and that he came to Star Trek kind of fresh. It will be interesting to see somebody who's a giant fan of it actually direct it. That'll be good, I guess. But also, those Fast and the Furious movies are kind of insane, right? So, what sensibilities is he going to bring to this thing, I wonder?
Adventure and action. That's all good.
Yeah, we like adventure and action. Cars that jump through buildings and explode. That's fun. It's always a good time.
That'd be cool to see a shuttlecraft crash and a chase scene, maybe.
Yeah, why not? Sign me up, is what I say.
Anyway.
All right, so what do you think? Evaluate. Brian got disconnected, but he's coming back.
Let's see. Navigation, warp core. Navigation would not make you explode.
Yeah.
Warp core would be bad. Life support would slowly kill you, so it's not as bad.
Yeah.
Containment field. That's the same as warp core, isn't it?
Yeah. It contains the warp core. Yeah, I guess so. Unless it's containing something else. What else would a containment field contain?
The warp core.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, logic.
And if people haven't watched Star Trek Continues, a fan series, they should do that because it's really great.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me yesterday. It's got Scotty's son or James Doohan's son in there as Scotty. That's cool. I've not seen it. Are there Klingons and things or all that, the whole deal?
I don't remember seeing any Klingons yet, but there's an Orion slave master played, and he's green, and he's played by Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno, I know him.
Yeah.
Hold on. I have an audio sound of him. Here.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
That's not him at all. Hold on. Oh, here it is. There you go. Burping Hulk. That's fantastic.
Okay. Enough delays.
Yes.
I'm going to say life support because navigation doesn't seem very... Well, maybe it is navigation. What's... Uh-oh. Brian Ibbett's internet is down.
Oh, that's not... That's why he sounds so bad or had such a connection problem today, I'm sure. Did he just text us? Oh, he did. Yeah. Went down here, got nothing across the board. All right, we'll finish out the question and then I'll pause the show and we'll figure out, Brian.
Okay. It's either navigation or life support. Oh, I kind of want to change to navigation. I was going to say life support. Okay, I'm going to take Brian's text as a sign that I should change to navigation and not answer life support. So I will change to navigation.
Too bad the option isn't communication system, because that's kind of what's gone down here.
Yes.
All right, I like your thinking. Let's see if you're right. Is that the correct answer? Where's my thing? Here we go. Oh, that's too bad. It was D. Their containment field is collapsing. Oh. I know the one
I
would
way wrong.
I wouldn't have picked this one either. They claim the containment field is collapsing. However, it turns out to be, or the Ferengi are planning, or planned this in order to get onto the Enterprise and steal the cargo. Here's a clip from the Ferengi ship talking to Worf.
So, it's quite acceptable. It's not what we're used to, you understand. But it will do. Perhaps your captain would care to invite us to join him for dinner this evening.
The captain dines alone.
A pity. That was too easy.
Commercial time. have you ever noticed, or did you ever wonder why Ferengi fake teeth didn't just come flying out of people's mouths all the time? The way that they emote and move, yet obviously those teeth were just like this nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised appliances weren't flopping out of their mouth all the time.
They probably did once in a while.
Yeah, you'd have to think. All right. I like the Ferengi. I'm kind of a fan. They should annoy me, but they don't. There's your answer, and you got it wrong. Good job. So what are we at here? All week bad. But tomorrow, we're on for it tomorrow.
we'll try again.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. And now he'll ask me alone a question about I don't know what.
Okay, yes. Brian Ibbett is rebooting.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
He says his PC is up, his Mac is down. So who knows? We'll get him in a minute. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Star Trek Parasite or actual Parasite?
Star Trek Parasite or actual Parasite. I'm ready.
Lancet Liver Fluke.
Oh gosh. Lancet Liver Fluke?
Yeah.
It sounds like two different things. Like, I have a boil. Lancet. And there's my liver's acting weird. It's a fluke. All right. I'm going to say that sounds real to me, because that doesn't sound like I could hear that coming from the lips of a Star Trek character. So, yeah, I'm going to say real.
Well, without Brian here to help guide you to the wrong answer, you have guessed right. It affects the gallbladder and you get it from eating ants.
Yay. Look what I did. Ew. Wait. Who eats ants? That's insane. What kind of world are we living in? All right, chat room and everyone listening to me, I'm pausing the show briefly while we try to get Brian rung back up. So hold on, stay tuned. All right, we're back. Brian's back. Everyone's back. Everything's fine here.
Yes.
And you sound great right now.
Cool.
And you have no lag now. So I don't know.
Weird. You know, and I think I've said this before, I should just reboot every day before every episode.
Reboot every day. That's what you should
do. I don't want to have to do that. That defeats the whole purpose of having a great computer, right?
Yeah, one that you can sleep at night and, you know, all that. I don't know. There's probably something else afoot here. Like, there's some memory leak in Skype or maybe make sure Skype's shut down every day. I don't know.
That's probably not a bad idea.
Something like that. That bastard program.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news brought to you by
Bacon Rice Bowls.
I had those. So people want to know how we're holding up here with food, and Nick and me on our own while the wife's out of town. And yesterday I made a fresh batch of rice in the rice cooker. I know what I'm doing there. It's turned out great. Nice sticky white rice. And then... I put sriracha sauce in there, mixed it in, since it's nice, all in pink.
Of course you did.
Of course I did, yeah. It's kind of going on everything right now. And then I put, I cooked bacon, and then I snipped that bacon up into chunks, and I put it in the same these same rice bowls and mixed that in, and that was dinner. That was me and
Nicely
Nick.
Nicely done.
And it was good. It was all right. You know, I really don't have much to complain about. So
no, that's your protein. When you go to, do you guys have Tokyo Joe's there?
No, we don't. Oh, but that sounds great. Best. That sounds really
it's
good.
It's fantastic. It's like the Chipotle of Japanese food.
Oh, wow.
And you say, all right, I want a teriyaki rice bowl or a salmon rice bowl. And it's like, you get a rice bowl with some, you know, fresh teriyaki salmon or teriyaki chicken or whatever. We actually went there for dinner last night, and I had a oyako bowl, which is egg and eel and udon noodles. And oh, it was just so good.
Well, that sounds really good to me. I wish they were here. Why aren't they here? Come here. We're the land of chain restaurants, so bring it.
You'd fit right in.
You'd fit right in. Not a problem. David Hasselhoff, his Knight Rider car, Kit. Remember Kit?
Oh, I remember Kit.
I'm sorry, Michael, but you've at least seen one of these episodes, right?
Yes. No, we haven't done a Knight Rider for FilmSack yet.
Did we do it? Oh, I'm thinking of Autopilot with Tom. So right. You still haven't seen that. Well, nope. You're familiar with the car. You know what's up.
I know the car.
It can be yours for $300,000. You got a few hundred grand burning hole in your pocket? Here's a good deal. Julian's Auctions has the car. They're putting the kit car up from the 1980s Hasselhoff Series Knight Rider up for sale. It's part of an auction that will take place 26th and 27th of this month. I still won't have my eye done by then. Sheesh. Aww.
Somebody will have the kit car and you still won't have your eye fixed.
That makes me sick. I'm going to call him today and just say, look, can he fit me in at all? Is there any chance he could like take one less hole at his golf tournament and just fit me in? How about that?
You want me to do something? You know, I'm Brian Ibbett. I do carry a lot of weight.
That's true. Carry a ton of weight.
Ba-dum-bum.
The T-Top Trans Am, which boasts a keyless ignition system along with a studio created instruments, controls, and monitors, is estimated to reach between $200,000 and $300,000. Seems a little steep, but people are expecting it. The auction also includes a number of iconic show business vehicles, including Hell's Chariot convertible from the 1978 film Grease.
Mm.
You like Grease, don't you?
I do like Grease. Hell's Chariot. So that's the...
You're the one that I want.
That must be... That's not Grease Lightning, so that must have been the bad guy's car. I didn't know it was called Hell's Chariot.
Hell's Chariot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what teenagers said in the 1978.
Yes.
The 1949 Mercury Series 9CM custom convertible, which was featured in a race against John Travolta's Danny Zuko. So there you go. You're totally right. Let's see. Expected to draw somewhere between $400,000 and $600,000 for that one. Jeez. And that includes Grease star Olivia Newton-John's signature on the dashboard.
You know, it's almost sounded like you're going to say, and that includes Grease star Olivia Newton-John.
And period. She's not doing anything. It's fine.
She is doing so. She has a residency at the Flamingo in Vegas. Oh. And I hear she puts on, like, that she sounds just like she did in the 70s.
What's she doing? Just music? Just singing?
Yeah, it's a singing. It's a singing show. She does, you know, Hopelessly Devoted to You and...
okay, so and, some of her older
Please,
hits.
Please, Mr. Please. Mm-hmm, and
Does she do any Xanadu hits?
I'm sure she does Xanadu. Are you kidding me? Xanadu. And Magic? She would have to do Magic and Physical. And
Physical, right. Remember how controversial Physical was?
I know. It was like, it was nothing.
It was nothing.
I know.
What is wrong with 1980?
Oh, my gosh. She's so squeaky clean, and then she does this. And then, you know, Lady Gaga and Madonna do that on a daily basis now.
Including right around the same time. Madonna was already kind of kicking into gear.
This was a little earlier. Was it? I mean, Madonna maybe was doing her Borderline stuff or Lucky Star, but Physical was 82.
Oh, okay, so it was a bit early.
Yeah.
You're right. For those not in the know, for those who missed that train. Oh, yeah.
Alexa.
Play me the karaoke version of Physical, please.
That's right. 1981.
Ew, it's really hard to watch now. This is kind of gross. Because there's a lot of guys in it.
It's a lot of heavy, sweaty guys, yeah.
Why did we ever want that? That is the dumbest song, dumbest video.
Oh,
terrible.
I guess it's not fat, sweaty guys until about halfway through the video when reality sets in or something.
Right.
And of a sudden she's treadmilling with Jonah Hill or whatever.
Well, what's funny is it's not... It's mostly not about her or sexy ladies at all. It's about these guys everywhere.
And they're on the holodeck, right?
I guess. Or something. Yeah, there's lots of... the whole thing's gridded out on the walls and ceiling and stuff. I don't know. It's why was that ever the controversy it was? I just don't get it. It's so dumb. All right. In 1949, oh, sorry, what am I saying here? No, that's it. That's the end of that story.
Oh, I want to know what happened in 1949.
That's just that car was made then. Sex Pistols. I meant to say sex, not six. Would you like to have would you like to have sex with me? You are a very sexy woman.
Oh, you're doing a crossover. It's the Sex Pistols Sixth Gun crossover.
There you go. Perfect. Best comic book ever, by the way. People should read it. The Sex Pistols, on the other hand, are kind of looking like they're about to jump the shark in a big way. They're to be featured on Virgin Money credit cards. Does this mean the end of punk forever? Sid Vicious is rolling in his grave. Wait, he's alive, I thought, still.
No, no. He died he died in jail after killing Nancy Spungen.
Who am I thinking? Oh!
You're thinking of Johnny Lydon.
Johnny Rotten is who I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. He's still with us.
Yes, he's still with us.
Cutting checks. And
he's making sure that everybody's happy!
I really do love his solo stuff. I thought was great.
Yeah, the public Image Limited stuff.
Yeah. What was that one song that was so big?
Disappointed?
Maybe. Oh.
I could be black. I could be white. I could be wrong. I could be right.
That guy's the best.
Rise. That was the big song.
That might have been it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Rise. I'm going down a...
Yeah, no, that's great. Tab. I love this. I love this stuff. So
here we go. This is the one. Let me skip it.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Johnny Lydon. I like him. He looks like he'd spit on me, though.
Yeah, he just looks like he wouldn't slow down if you were walking through the crosswalk his driving.
He'd take his wiener out and go, take a look at this! I don't trust him. Anyway, they're going to put these credit cards are going to feature album art from 1977's Nevermind the Bollocks. And another design inspired by the song Anarchy in the USA, or the UK, rather, as Pitchfork and The Guardian point out, the song includes the lyric, "Your future dream is a shopping scheme, yet here they are on credit cards." Some people are mad, thinking, well, whatever, that besmirches the memory and the whole point of the punk movement, and it was...
I'm surprised we're not hearing from John Lydon on this, right? I mean, I would think that he'd be behind there, or not behind this, but at least they would have had to get his... approval to do it.
Well, what's he doing? He's 59. He's near 60. Is he just chilling? Like, what's he up to these days? Let's see if we can see something recent from him. John Lydon. This is in October of last year. Okay? This is him talking. Let's just hear him say some words. Okay, it's The Guardian.
I just want to say, I want to throw my arms around you and hug you for what you said about Russell Brand. You called him a bumhole for telling young people not to vote. And I think you're absolutely right. Tell me what you think about what Russell Brand said.
It's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. The likes of Russell Brand coming along and saying something so damn ignorant is absolutely spoon-feeding it to them.
All right, he still looks cool.
Yeah.
Still looks like a badass to me.
That's awesome.
He's scary as hell, and he's 59.
The Virgin tweet, by the way, when they announced these cards, says, "Introduce a little anarchy to your wallet with our new Sex Pistols credit card."
Oh, my gosh. I don't like that at all.
No. That's...
And I'm not even that big a... I personally, whenever I hear about stuff like, oh, they're not true to the roots, man. They've sold... Like, that's that kind of talk.
Some
is like...
Some 24-year-old wrote that and thought it was the funniest damn thing they'd ever done.
All right. And the guys in suits just let it happen.
Yeah.
Daredevil showrunner to resurrect the Akira movie. Oh, by the way, before we talk about that, did you see the news about you're getting Frank
Punisher
Castle?
And who's playing him?
Yeah.
Frank Castle and his earlobes.
Yeah.
Great.
His earlobes. We don't know who they're playing yet. That hasn't been announced, but we know who he's playing. And that'll be Frank Castle, soon to be the Punisher there. So this must mean that he's not getting his own series, or maybe this means this is where it starts and then they spin it off.
Could be where it starts, yeah. Haven't they announced the actor that's playing him, though?
Yeah, the guy from Walking Dead. Yeah, the Walking Dead earlobe guy.
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I wasn't sure by the way you responded to the earlobes thing.
No. You missed my joke then, because I said, yeah, he's playing Frank Castle, but no word on who his earlobes are playing.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I did miss that.
Because they get their own trailer, they get their own...
They'll play Dupe.
Yeah. Guys, before we go on, I need to break in here and tell you about a sponsor of the show today, Braintree. This episode brought to you by Braintree. Code for easy online payments if you're building a mobile app, searching for simple payment systems and solutions. Check out Braintree. With the V.0 SDK, making it easy to offer multiple payment types. This includes PayPal, Apple Pay, Bitcoin, Venmo, credit cards, and more. All with a simple integration. Gives you everything you need right now, including this deal. For more information and your first $50,000 in transactions fee-free, go to braintreepayments.com/morningstream. So if you're about to make a really rad game and it accepts payments, little microtransactions, first $50K transaction free, go to braintreepayments.com/morningstream. All right, back to the show. Anyway, what's that guy's name? I don't know his name.
Which guy? Oh, the actor?
Yeah.
John
Big Ears McGillicuddy.
Jeez, why can't I remember his name?
I don't know.
It's John something, isn't it? It's
John. Yeah, I want to say.
Bernthal. John Bernthal.
Bernthal, that's it. Yeah, he played Shane.
He was great in Fury, by the way.
Yeah, I heard that. He has a great face for that. Also, something else I saw he was great in. I can't remember what it was, but I think he's great, but his earlobes drive me bananas. They're gigantic.
And ever since you pointed that out to me, I can't not see him. So, oh, yeah, it's impossible. Can't not look at his earlobes.
Well, when he walks into a room, okay, here's how it's going to go. There's going to be a scene in Daredevil. He's going to walk into a room with his big overcoat and his white logo on his chest. That'll be like, you know, spray paint or something. He'll walk into a room and the lighting will hit just right. So you'll see kind of his silhouette. You'll see part of the logo and then two little glints of light from the earlobes that are sticking out into the light. That's what you're going to see.
I think you're exactly right. Yep. Well done.
Yeah.
You've cracked the code.
I was excited for a second because I think he's a good pick, but then I was a little sad that they're not going to try to resurrect
Thomas Jane.
Tom Jane, yeah. I like Tom Jane.
He really defined that role and in one movie and a short, but he just was so good at it that it would be great to have him back for that.
Yeah.
And it's funny because at one time he said, "No, I don't want to do Punisher again. I'm done with that character." And then, you know, a month later he says, "Well, if the script is right, I'll do it."
Well, I think he's right to say that because the only problem with that movie was everything but him. You know, like he was the best thing in that movie by far. Everything else was poo. So, I'm with him.
What about Stamos, Rebecca Romijn?
She was fine. She's barely in it, though. She's barely in it.
I'm kidding.
She should punch you if you called her Stamos now, right?
Oh, I know. She probably would.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not with that Full House loser anymore.
Back then, she was a Stamos.
Yeah, that's true.
Once a Stamos, always a Stamos.
That's true. It's not that all those actors were crappy. It's just that script was bad.
Yeah.
And Travolta was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
So a chance to redeem all that would have been nice, but whatever. We'll take this guy. He's fine. He's fine. He's good. He's a good actor. And I think best supporting actors as well on the side of his head. All right. J.K. Rowling has revealed something we all thought possible but weren't totally sure about, and that is that there is indeed an American version of Hogwarts in her mystical world. Mm-hmm. And
they're just not big enough to send anyone to the Triwizard Tournament.
Correct. They just we don't have. They're like in the wrong division. They can't field a team.
It's a different league. Yeah.
Actually, I think there was some talk that even though the movies don't portray it, but there's a lot of talk of the Americans in the books.
Sure.
American wizards showing up for things and you know various meetings or whatever.
I was trying to remember if there was an American. You know, if one of the wizards in the movie had an American accent, and I can't remember. I think at one point I thought Luna Lovegood was American, but I was quickly corrected on that.
I like the actress that plays her.
Yes, she's great.
Super interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what do we want to... okay, so here's the deal. It could appear in this Fantastic Beasts and Where They Find Them or Where to Find Them movie that's coming based on her extra book. So I don't know if anyone knew this out there listening audience, but there is a Harry Potter spinoff movie coming. All right. That's happening. Help, help. Mm-hmm. It's happening. In a Twitter exchange between fans, J.K. Rowling revealed the existence of a U.S. wizarding school similar to that of Hogwarts and that Potterheads might get a glimpse of it in this forthcoming spinoff, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. When asked about the name of the school the young witches and wizards in the U.S. would attend, the best-selling author answered, "That information will be revealed in due course." So don't try to tell her.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. What would you call it? What would you call the American one if you had to name it?
the American Hogwarts, yeah, what the school would be.
Yeah. What would you know if you had to pick?
Jeez, without any time to think about this. The Doug Henning School of magicness.
I love it. San Bernardino the Community
Doug
College.
Henning Academy. I think it there should, you go. Yeah, that's
pretty good. The Doug Henning Academy. I like some sort of community college. I think it'd be funny.
Doug Henning Community College. That's the best.
Yeah, that'd be all right. We're not quite up there, but hey, they're wizards nonetheless. Because, you know, our education system over here kind of sucks.
EDC says it would be called Boss Hogwarts.
Nice. Nice. All right, he wins. Tweaked Audio sponsoring today's show. TweakedAudio.com is the place I want you guys to go. I want you to check out their selection of the Tweaked Mic Classic, the Tweaked Classics. I have a pair of those. The Tweaked California. Tweaked California. And the Tweaked Natural. 7 colors, 5 great styles. Check them out. They're great for all your music and your talk. Engineered for durability, noise reduction, and more. All the compatibility you can eat. Go to TweakedAudio.com. Use the code STREAM at checkout. That'll get you 33% off. That's stream at checkout for 33% off at tweakedaudio.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's recommendals with Nicole and some emails and stuff. So stay tuned for all of that. In the meantime, yes. Brian brought music. What the hell is it?
Jimmy wrote in, said, "Hey there, Kylo and Ren." That's a little episode 7 reference for you. Mm-hmm. "My 38th year of outrunning the Grim Reaper approaches, and I wanted to see if you guys could play my favorite cover of Bohemian Rhapsody as done by the band Pucifer. If not, anything covered by Puddle's Pity Party is good with me." Mm. "Thanks, and may the force be with you, Jimmy, in San Antonio, Texas."
All right.
So I actually do have that cover of Bohemian Rhapsody, but I felt like it was a little too close to the original. I listened to it, and I kept waiting for something to kind of change up and make the song a little bit different. It's a solid cover, but I feel like they could have done more with it. So I'm going to go with the second request.
All right.
"Anything covered by Puddle's Pity Party." Puddle's Pity Party, if you haven't seen, is like a 7-foot-tall Pagliacci-style clown that sings hits. He's done some stuff with Scott Bradley and Postmodern Jukebox, and that's actually what we're going to be playing. Probably the one that broke out for him was Royals by Lord. Let's do another cover of Lord that they did, Scott Bradley, Postmodern Jukebox, and Puddle's Pity Party from their 2014 album Clubbin' with Grandpa. Here is Team.
"Call all the ladies out, they're in their finery. 100 jewels on throats, 100 jewels between teeth. Now bring my boys in, their skin and craters like the moon. The moon we love like a brother while it glows through the room.
Dancing around the lies we tell, dancing around big eyes as well. Oh.
Even the comatose, they don't dance and tell. We live in cities you'll never see on screen. Not very pretty, but we sure know how to run things. Living in ruins of a palace within dreams, and you know we're on each other's team. I'm kind of over getting told to throw my hands up in the air. So all the cups got broke, shards beneath my feet, but it wasn't my fault. And everyone's competing for a love they won't receive. Palace once is release. We live in cities you'll never see on screen. Not very pretty, but we sure know how to run things. Living in ruins of a palace within my dreams. And you know we're on each other's team. I'm kind of over getting told to throw my hands up in the air. When I rebelled without a care. We live in cities you'll never see on screen. Not very pretty, but we sure know how to run things. Living in ruins of a palace within my dreams. And you know we're on each other's team.
who's here. Under that perky hat is one of the nicer parts of business, Miss Connie Wisner. A pretty important cop. No use looking for him, Connie. Brad's held up in the traffic jam. He'll phone you later.
Uh-oh, one of those, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The Morning Stream, a drifter, just passing through their town.
Okay, we're back. We're back. That was a great cover. I think we played his Lord one before on here.
His other Lord one, because that's a Lord cover too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or that's what I meant. His other
Lord
his one.
Yeah, his Royals cover. Yes.
Or I meant Royals, yeah. I know.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the video for any of those, it's really worth checking out because, again, it is, you know, he's a 7 foot tall clown. And
crazy.
I really wish I could have seen him when he was in town, because I bet that's an amazing show.
Well, it was all the rage on the internet. I know that. I mean, in fact, I can just picture it. The minute you said it, I went, oh, yeah, that guy. That guy. It's freaking
the voice of an angel, but not somebody you'd want to face in a dark alley, I think.
It's creepy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I've just been informed that I've been sending clickbait.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. All your Vine videos? Yeah. I know. Totally.
No, not
man.
That. I better delete this because it looks like it's completely. Okay, there we go. I got rid of it. All right. Hey, what's up? What's going on, everybody? We're back. It's time for the Nicole time. Let's do Nicole time.
Yay.
Let's get her in here. Come on now. She going to add the people to the call? She wasn't here last week. She had an appointment, but. All is well. Mm-hmm. I just heard from her via text, so I know
good,
everything's fine.
Good.
Yeah.
She's good. In the chat room, so...
Well, it's all you really can ask for.
She'll be around.
Yeah.
She should be answering.
She's
saying.
Right there, I'll bet you.
Hello, suckers.
Oh, hey, sucker lady thing. Here's your theme. It's Nicole Spag on the line, who comes to us on most Wednesdays to talk about movies and streaming stuff and cool stuff. Nicole, how you doing?
Yeah.
Bad morning. Oh.
I've been having a bad week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I want this baby to come and be done with this, and then we have two little kids that are just rad, and you're feeling great. That's what we need.
That's what I need to.
We're getting there. What is it? November?
We're halfway through.
Okay. Midway. Midway. Everybody. Midway. Well, it's good to have you back on. And how everything fine with Mateo last week? I know there was.
Yeah. You know, we're just having weird. Nightly leg pains with him. And it's not just when he's sleeping, it's actually when he's awake too, but it's usually in the evening, and I just can't pinpoint it.
What'd they say? Anything? They didn't say,
no. But yeah. I'm actually tracking how many times he has it a week, because it's usually once or twice a week, and he says his feet are cold and his legs hurt, it's horrible.
That's no good. Man. Yeah, I don't want that. He's a sweet, sweet little guy.
But I think he's been, I think he's been having this since he was really small.
Oh, really? He just didn't know how to express it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, I hope everything's fine.
We'll figure it out.
All right, well, we'll do a much lighter thing now, which is talk about movies. We decided
to hear about me.
Today's theme is based on real life, or stuff based on real life, things based on true stories.
Yeah, not documentaries.
Not documentaries, sadly. Oh, no, Brian blew it. He's got
just kidding.
So I think we should just jump right into it. Let's start with Brian.
Okay.
What'd you find, man?
So my movie comes from 2011, I believe. I'm pulling up the, from 2011. It is about a production assistant who falls in love with a very popular movie star. Let's play the clip.
Okay, here's your clip right here from Brian.
Cut!
What is the matter now?
You wait!
Marilyn, please, tell me how I can help you.
I don't know who else he is. I can't act if I don't know who she is.
You have her, precisely. You understand her inside out. I'm in awe of your gift. We all are.
She's not real.
Then why not simply rely on your natural talents?
Are you saying you don't want me to act?
Marilyn, will you just try to be sexy? Isn't that what you do?
Oh, I know what this is.
Okay, I have...
That should have been the giveaway right there at the end, yes.
Howard the Duck, no?
Oh, so close.
It's it's one of the Marilyn Monroe movies with Dawson's Creek girl.
Yes.
Oh. That's
exactly right.
I'm can't remember. It was Marilyn.
Very good. So close. My week with Marilyn.
Oh, so we spent a week.
Never heard of this.
A whole week.
This is new to me. Sounds good.
Michelle Williams as Marilyn Monroe, Kenneth Branagh as Sir Laurence Olivier, who you heard in that clip. But it's also one of the first appearances on screen of the guy who played Stephen Hawking recently in The Theory of Everything,
right.
Eddie Redmayne. He plays a production assistant who basically spends a week with Marilyn, taking care of her and falling in love with her, kind of, you know, helping shield her from... all these people
making, because is it with Laurence Olivier that he's
he's the director. Yeah. And it's the Princess and the Sultan or something like that. Let me pull that up because it was something that, let's see here.
Oh, The Prince and the Showgirl, 1957.
Prince and the Showgirl. There you go.
That's it.
Yeah. Laurence Olivier. It's great. It's really, really good. She got the Golden Globe for Best Actress for her role as Marilyn Monroe. Mm.
She did a really good job.
She did.
It was,
I like Michelle Williams a lot. She's awesome.
Yeah, and it's a hard role. I mean, when you're playing somebody as iconic as Marilyn Monroe, it's hard shoes to fill, right? It's difficult because everyone's going to be like, oh no, she's not X enough. She's not either pretty enough or she's not sexy enough or not sultry enough or whatever. But I think she did just a great job. And it's such a cool perspective that reminds you that as much as you're familiar with the Marilyn Monroe that you see in movies and in the Andy Warhol thing and just how she's just become this face that you see that you immediately say, oh, that's Marilyn Monroe. That there was a woman behind that, you know, there was an actress behind that. And what's that?
A real person.
A real person. Exactly. Exactly. So who else is in there? Doug Ray Scott is in there. We just saw him in that Mission Impossible thing. Dominic Cooper, Judi Dench.
Oh, I love Judi Dench.
And Julie Ormond, who we've seen recently on Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. She played Vivian Leigh in there.
Yes.
How about this guy who played Sir Kenneth Clark? His name is Pip Torrens. That's a cool name. Pip, picture in picture Pip. Torrens. Is that good?
Rip Torn.
Right. Yeah, I like
but,
that.
But very good and definitely worth seeing. Right. Toby Jones even makes a little bit of
Is that on Amazon and Netflix or just Netflix?
I think just Netflix. I didn't check Amazon, but it is streaming on Netflix. And
it's up my alley. I'll watch it.
Really, really good.
Cool. Excellent. Well, let me now do mine. We're saving the best for last, Nicole. here's my clip, and we'll see if you guys guess what it is. Big shocker, it's a historical drama. Accuracy may be not the best, necessarily, but I enjoyed it. So here it is, check it out.
We get the rest of the numbers.
That's interesting. I thought you couldn't count.
You know, I never thought I'd get back home alive. Now I've got the chance. I don't leave my children.
Okay, first of all, that Brian laugh was not in real time. Brian did that earlier when I was capturing
it. I did that
earlier
when you were recording, and I didn't realize it would record me, too.
I was like, what is it? Is it Gladiator?
Nope. Brian, any guesses?
Russell Crowe.
It's very, his is a very Russell Crowe voice, but that's not.
Oh, that's not him.
I thought it was hearing Anthony Hopkins, too. Yeah.
Actually, who was that? You'd know the name if I found it. Hold on. Anyway, any guesses? Any guesses?
No. Uh-uh.
All right, it is 2004's. Still no guesses?
No.
2004's King Arthur, directed by Antoine Fuqua, is the director, who I'm a big fan of. He did The Replacement Killers and a bunch of other stuff.
Is this the one with Keira Knightley?
Yes, the Clive Owen, Keira Knightley. Let's see. Ray Winstone is the voice you were hearing.
Okay.
Who's got that great guttural, you say I should rub him out. That guy, he does that a lot.
Yes.
Who else? Ken Scott. Anyway, a lot of people don't love this movie. I really liked it, like a lot. And I know it's over the top, and the action's a little too Matrix for a period piece, and all that kind of stuff.
Is this one with? No, I was thinking of another one. No. The one with what's his name? I can't remember his name.
Lawrence Fishburne.
No.
C. Thomas Howell.
It's like Richard Gere and.
Oh.
Oh, you're thinking First Night.
First Night.
First Night. Yes. That's what I was thinking about.
No, and it's not.
What's his name? The
Heath Ledger.
Richard Gere.
Heath Ledger.
No. He played Lancelot.
Heath Ledger. Oh. Heath Ledger. Right?
No. Sean Connery, right?
I was going to do a really bad Sean Connery. That's what I was trying to think.
Sean Connery was King Arthur and Richard Gere was Lancelot. Yeah.
Yeah, right. But Heath Ledger's in this movie, right?
And Julia Armand, I think, was in that one.
Was she? Hold on.
Wasn't she the love interest?
You guys are thinking of the wrong movie. A Knight's Tale is the Heath Ledger movie.
No, that's
right. We're talking about First Knight. It's the one that actually makes you root for Guinevere and Lancelot as opposed to Guinevere and Arthur.
Right. Yeah. Okay, there it is. Sean Connery, Richard Gere, Julia Armand, Ben Cross, Leon. Okay, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
I have a good Sean Connery in my head, but I just can't get it out.
You're good, but you have a voice. You can do a voice.
Like a voice for Sean Connery.
Oh, please try it.
Try it. I do it all the time.
I can't do it.
All right. Well,
I'll practice it.
Listen here, Nicole. I'll tell you how you get Capone. All right, we're gonna move on now to Nicole. Oh, by the way, that's streaming on Netflix, and I just enjoy it. It's a good romp, and it's fun. So watch it. All right. What do you got for us?
All right. I really like this category because throughout history, the term based on a true story can be used very loosely.
Oh, yeah.
So the first movie I'm going to recommend is truly based on a true story. But the second one, maybe not so much.
Okay.
There was a really awesome Cracked article that went through, I think, like 10 horror movies and looked at, they say it's based on a true story, and it's like a thin sliver.
Right.
Like Amityville Horror, right?
Yeah, that's a good example. Yes, exactly. Yeah, there is a house. There were some Lutzes who lived there.
Right.
And that's it.
I think it's funny how the term can be used, especially in, you know, the scary genre, so loosely. But this movie is scary, and you'll find out after I play my clip.
All right.
Okay.
Look at her.
She's perfect.
What do you mean by perfect?
I mean that there's nothing that I do that she doesn't like.
She doesn't know you long enough.
You're ignoring a very hard fact of life, David.
What's that?
She's never going to be one of us.
Isn't that great? Can you marry me?
All right, that's a
wow.
No freaking idea.
I've mentioned this before, but I've never made an official, it was never official.
I was getting a vibe of like the Lost Boys at the beginning, but I don't think that's based on a real story.
That would be awesome.
It would be though, right?
No, I've got no idea.
I mean, I think Kiefer Sutherland might be a vampire, but
I'll give you a really big clue.
All right, give us a clue.
Okay, it came out in 2010, and this movie led to the arrest and now current prosecution of a murderer.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, this isn't. No. I was thinking of something else. This isn't Bernie.
No.
I should have picked that. Man, I love Bernie.
I've been meaning to.
I saw that too.
I forgot to. We've already recommended it on here, or I would have picked it because that one's based on a real story too.
Led to the. Wow.
I think it's currently in trial right now.
Oh, really?
He initially got away with murder.
Uh huh.
And this movie, because of this movie, led to his arrest.
Gone Girl.
No.
I know, I'm kidding.
Can you give me a hint how old the movie is?
2010.
Yes. The music in it sounded like 80s. Like 85.
Stars Ryan Gosling and
I got nothing.
The Notebook 3, The Murder. No?
No.
Fox Killer.
Kirsten Dunst,
okay.
Oh, The Virgin Suicides?
No, that's not
Snaggletooth Strikes
Just
Back.
Just tell us.
All right, what do you got?
This is a movie called All Good Things. This is the movie that Robert Durst.
Oh, but this movie didn't lead to him getting arrested.
It did.
No,
it did.
His documentary did. Yeah, the documentary did.
The HBO thing would have never have happened without this movie.
Oh, well, yeah, so but you could also say if it wasn't for his mother birthing him, wouldn't have had
the guy
Robert
that
Durst.
Made this movie got a call.
If it wasn't for Citizen Kane and the invention of celluloid.
You need to watch. Have you watched The Jinx?
No. Yes, The Jinx. Okay, I have so, watched. Yes, yes.
So what happened was Robert Durst, his ego is so big that after this movie came out, he contacted the director and said, I had a few things wrong. And that led to the relationship with the guy, the director, and thus the guy that started The Jinx. I mean, if he hadn't made this movie, Robert Durst would never reached out to him to kind of correct him on certain things.
That's true.
When I killed her, I actually used a butter knife and not a...
Petrified Farms, remember?
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to me.
Interesting.
I mean, Robert Durst is... I mean, he's pretty much untouchable, and this movie kind of illustrates that and why him, where he is in the hierarchy of his family, and just kind of his weird. Oh, he's so weird.
Yeah, he is really weird. That Jinx thing is really insane. That, and the bathroom scene, which, you know, more directly led to his arrest, that is just the creepiest freaking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that audio is just disturbing.
Really, really weird.
And in this movie, he talks to himself just the same way. He does weird. They capture Ryan Gosling, kind of captured him almost too perfectly.
I like the fact that it's got Nick Offerman in it. Now you've got me. You've got me completely.
Oh, yeah. He plays Kirsten Dunst's brother.
Okay.
Yeah. Without a mustache. He doesn't have a mustache.
Maybe that's always weird to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
He doesn't have
Bring
a mustache.
Me all the eggs you have.
All the egg. I don't think you understood me. He was great in. He had no mustache in The West Wing, and he also played a left wing liberal in that movie or in that show, which is hilarious given that his Ron Swanson is about the most opposite of that you could ever be. Well, anyway, I'll watch that. That sounds all right.
Should.
I'm into this whole true crime business anyway. I love this stuff, and it sounds like a good movie based on it. So I'm in.
It's on Netflix and Amazon Prime, so you can find them on both.
Cool.
That guy.
All Good Things, which after you watch this, you will probably want to watch The Jinx on HBO.
Yep.
It will still bug you, though, that The Jinx guy, him, Robert Durst, sounds like the Smucker's Jam guy. The entire time, it's all I hear, him talking and going, well, back when I was trying to do that, I'm like, oh, my gosh, dude. Well, you know, if it's Smucker's, it has to be good. Anyway.
Right. And here's your bonus.
Oh, bonus. Okay. Give us a bonus.
I just watched this the other day, and even though it's not technically based off of a true story, if you were a girl in high school, you experienced a lot of this movie and can relate to it very much.
Just One of the Boys.
No.
Oh.
Here you go.
That is so fetch. Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
You get it?
No. Oh yeah, that's Mean Girls, right?
There you go.
Yes, it's great.
I never saw Mean Girls. I never saw it.
It's streaming on Netflix. It's so great.
Okay.
Yeah, it is really good.
Is it great?
Tina Fey. Oh, it's so great.
Tina Fey's in Mean
Girls.
One
of my favorite movies.
I didn't know Tina Fey was in Mean Girls.
No, well, yeah, she also directed it too.
Yeah, Lorne Michaels. It's a Lorne Michaels production. You'll find a lot of SNL cast in it.
I didn't know
but
that.
It's not your typical SNL movie.
No,
right?
It's not based on a skit. In other words,
right?
Well, so here's something funny about that Lindsay Lohan business. I just happened to fall into it like a Letterman trap the other day, where I was watching all kinds of old Letterman stuff. And I found an interview just a couple of years ago with Lindsay Lohan right in the middle of her messiest like court.
Yeah.
Stealing stuff from stores, drunk craziness stuff. And she kind of turned me around in that interview.
Mm-hmm.
She was really on point, super funny, very self-effacing, completely admitting that, yeah, I'm kind of a mess right now and I got to get my crap worked out. And
right.
It was one of the most interesting interviews I'd heard in a very long time and kind of changed my mind about her. I think she's troubled and has all kinds of issues, but she's not this two-dimensional tabloid cartoon we made her out to be.
Oh.
And
this
it was
is the movie that kind of propelled her, in my opinion. And it seemed like shortly thereafter this movie, she kind of started.
Yeah, things got weird.
Things got weird. Mm-hmm. But this is her last like really good movie before she made that weird.
I recommend that interview, though, people.
Yeah.
Go find it. Just look up Letterman Lohan and you'll find it. It's just great. And I
everybody in the chat room saying fetch now.
Right.
I know.
Stop trying to make it happen, chat room.
That happened when I was in high school. It happened here. People said fetch all the time.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, quit fetching around or quit fetch off and things like that. That happened a lot.
There was one of my cousins a few years ago. He kept on saying beast. That's so beast.
Oh, beast.
What is that? I don't know.
Don't force that one to happen. Also, I found out the other day, you know how much I hate the term bae and everybody using bae?
Yes.
Oh, he's
yes.
my bae. The Danish word, or is it Danish? Anyway, there's some foreign word that where bay means like horse shit or something. So now I like it. Now I want people
right,
to call
it. Right, now
you
want people
that.
To use it all the time.
Yeah. I forget what it is. Someone will correct me on that. It's something like
That's
that.
Awesome.
Though. Anyway, excellent work.
You would love it.
Yeah.
Right. I'll throw a quick little bonus out there.
Right.
Newly added to streaming on Netflix is a TV show called Metastasis.
It's probably like the
I know
cancer.
It's metastasize, but do you say metastasis if you're...
Oh, I don't know. Let's find out. Metastasis pronunciation. Here we go. It's how you say it. Ready?
Okay, yep.
Metastasis.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering.
According
it didn't sound
to that
right.
haunted lady, that's how you say it.
Metastasis.
How do you say it?
There you go. That's the one. Hold on, I'll do it too. How do you say it? Metastasis! Sorry. Go ahead.
All right, anyway, what that is it's the Colombian Breaking Bad.
Oh.
So it's the, it was the adaptation that they did in, I guess it was Colombia. Of the same show, and so it's, you know, it's even got Vince Gilligan's stamp of approval on it, and it's, I watched the first 20 minutes of it, and it's like, God, this is so weird to see it like this.
Yeah, is it subtitled or what?
Walter Blanco. Yes, it is. It's subtitled, and it's a shot for shot. It feels like a shot for shot remake.
I didn't think this was real when someone first tweeted it to me because I thought it looked like a parody or a goof off or a rip off. I guess it's a real deal.
It's a real deal.
Weird.
Yeah. And it's compelling. It's like, yeah, that's the things I know, but it looks different and sounds different.
Well, what's
the Sorrow World?
What's the Spanish word for tight? I wonder. Because would he yell? You know, what would Tuco yell when he? He doesn't have to change his name, at least I guess.
Alexa, what's the Spanish word for tight?
All right, excellent. And also, I will just cap this off by saying I finished that Roger Ebert documentary, and it's one of the best I've seen in years. People should totally watch that documentary.
Is that on Netflix?
Netflix, yeah. It's called Life Itself, and is if you're a movie buff or even fascinated even remotely with the life of Roger Ebert or want to see what it might be like to suffer through some of the worst, most debilitating cancer of all time, any of those things interest you, or what real love is, like his wife, she blew me away in this. It's incredible. I really, really liked it. So, and I don't think it didn't feel self-serving. It is very even-handed. It isn't like, everybody worship at the feet of Roger Ebert. It was like a very sort of just raw look at him, how movies have changed, how the internet changed everything, how he wrote along with it, how he gained his voice after he lost his voice. Like, just an amazing documentary. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
There's some really good stuff on Netflix right now.
It's kind of a unflinching, like, let's put the camera on Roger while he's in the hospital with his jaw hanging out. Well, that is to say his lip and chin with no jaw holding it in place. Basically his entire face removed. Let's just show that, you know?
I only think of American Horror Story, the freak show.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. You would know what I'm referencing if you did.
Yeah, I had no idea. Well, there's definitely this factor of like, wow, I can't look away from what I'm seeing here. It's really good. Anyway, Nicole, always a blast. What's
awesome.
Next week's thing? What are we doing?
Oh, you want next week's?
Yeah.
Do you want to, I don't really, let's skip one off the poll. We'll do that next week. Do you want to just do a free-for-all?
Yeah, let's do a free-for-all.
Sure.
I like that. A free-for-all.
You don't have to text me the night before and say, hey, what are we doing?
Hey, Nicole, what the hell are we doing? I do it every week because I forget. All right, excellent. Nicole Spag, everybody. Nicole Spag on Twitter. I hope you feel better, and I hope everything's fine with Mateo after all that stuff.
Bye.
Let us know how it goes. We'll see you later. Bye now.
Bye.
Removing from group.
I was trying to find the episode number where Tuco does his whole tight.
Yeah.
And then I was going to find the corresponding episode
that'd be amazing.
Metastasis.
Metastasis. I'm going to find... Okay. Scene. I just want to find a scene.
Sure.
Here we go. even have the intro.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is weird.
It is, see what I mean?
Yeah. Why even do it? Why not just translate it?
Hey, hay un problema. Tenemos una fuga de alguna vaina en el laboratorio y necesitamos que venga.
I don't know what's happening.
Claro.
Ooh.
Lo sigo.
He acts like Walter White.
He does, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the crap is this? Oh, this is where whatever the equivalent of what's his name cuts open the neck of the dude. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, in the basement?
With the box cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at the Jesse Pinkman-like character.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I might have to watch this.
Isn't that weird?
It's really weird. Really weird. I mean, I've heard of remakes. It's usually like a comedy, like, oh, we're going to remake Friends in France, and it'll be sort of like Friends, but not really. No, this is like straight up Breaking Bad.
Yeah, can anybody really quickly find the
chat room?
The episode number where Tuco,
or even just the chat room's good at this. Come on it. People, our best people, our top men. Get on it. We're going to do emails while they look and a couple of phone calls. They're brought to us by
Scott and Brian on DTNS today. That's today, people.
Yeah, 2:30 Mountain Time. Catch us doing tech headlines, discussing the latest tech news, and basically doing everything worse than Tom would ever plan on doing. That'll be us today on DTNS. Very excited. Jenny will be there in the behind the scenes in the shadows, making sure we don't screw up. But it should be fun. 2:30 at DiamondClub.tv. All right, we are going to now do an email. This is from Will. Okay.
Will Wheaton.
All right.
Will.
He wrote
in. Will.
He wrote in and said, "Hi, Scott and Brian. My beard is too long. I was listening to Monday's show today, and you were talking about high school graduations in the United States and asked what some of your international listeners thought. I can't speak for the whole rest of the world, but here in Britain, there's really nothing to it. Most high schools end when you are 16 and the end of compulsory education, and you just get a certificate in post, meaning in the mail.
Nice.
No reading out, no long ceremonies, no speeches, none of that. As for college, which is where lots of people go for further education from 16 to 18 before university at 18, that's interesting. They can carry a lot, but my college has no, or carry on a lot, but my college has no ceremony at all. We just got it in the post again. I was very surprised to hear how much of a fuss is made over in the States. Love the show though, Will. I don't know why the difference. I mean, we're real big on like individual achievement and pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get educated. And I think we like to just make a lot of noise about it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's lame.
It is lame. You know, your kid wants to hear his name. Just say it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to say it in front of a crowd, in front of a big audience. Just say his name.
Say my name. TMS.
Oh, I think I found it.
Good.
Let's see here. Hold on a second.
You got a link?
It's season 1, episode 7.
Okay. First appearance of Tuco.
Yeah. All right. If you go to season 1, episode 7.
In Netflix?
And if you go to 3 minutes and 7 seconds left in the episode.
All right. We have to do it. I'm sorry, guys. We have to do it. Metastasis. Here we go. Season 1, episode which? Oh, my gosh. There are 25 episodes. There only is one episode. It's or one season. It's 25 episodes total. All right. What episode again did you say?
Season 1, episode 7. And go to about 3 minutes and 7 seconds left in the episode.
Here we go.
But he doesn't, I'll let you see. He doesn't quite say it, but he gives the reaction.
So just 3 minutes. Oh, I see him. This is Tuco. Oh, wow. Yeah. He's like a bearded Tuco.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, this is so weird. Okay, bag of stuff. Tuco takes it.
Ah, chingados.
¿Y esta por qué está azul?
Porque estamos usando un ingrediente distinto.
Pero es lo mismo. Why is it blue?
Esa merca es azul, pero es de mejor calidad.
Oh my gosh, the set is almost the same. Oh, here he goes.
Ay, hijo de la chingada, cómo pega. Ay, quiero más de esto. Azul, blanca, rosa, amarilla, como quieran.
Blue, white, pink, anything you want. These are the same lines.
Yeah. Well, almost. It's blue, white, pink, yellow, whatever. Just bring me that. That's the original line.
Does he say tight, tight, tight?
No.
Nos va a llover lana del cielo, cabrón.
Oh, missed opportunity.
It really, yeah.
I want to see him hurt the fat
guy. Taito, Taito!
Gonzo. Gonzo. Oh, he killed Gonzo.
Ah, dude, I gotta watch the whole thing.
I'm gonna watch that whole thing. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I'm gonna.
Yeah, I know. It's, all right. It's like Bizarro World, right? It's like.
That's so cool.
Like the doppelgangers on Seinfeld.
Yeah, here on this world, everything's identical except for this.
Right.
Here's a thing. Speaking of streaming things, here's a guy talking about the perfect movies.
Hey there, Sulaco and Bishop. Steve, a.k.a. Thorgan here, calling for TMS. You guys asked what are some good examples of perfect movies, which to me means the ones you can just pick up anywhere, start watching, you know everything that's going on, and you just have a good time no matter what. And I came up with a couple. From the intro, I bet you can guess that Aliens is one of mine.
Agreed.
I think The Dark Knight falls into that.
Agreed.
How to Train Your Dragon ranks up there for me as well.
Agreed.
Of course, those all fit in with Serenity as well, which definitely is on my list as well. Anyways, love the show, though.
Yeah,
bye.
They're all in there in that list for me. Everything you mentioned, those are all good.
Mm-hmm.
I can watch Aliens 50 times over. No problem.
Yeah, for sure. Good
addition. We should be keeping track of this because it'd be a fun full final list.
We should, yeah. Can somebody start a topic on the Facebook page for us?
Because I'm both busy and lazy, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
All right. Just the latter.
We have one more call. This is from a, I don't know what this is here.
Scott Johnson, TMS, episode 834. Every single time I call in and leave a message for your shows, you say I sound all stonery, and you play the Smoke Weed Every Day clip right after my call. Every time. You've done it like 5 times now. All right. Bye.
Smoke weed every day.
There you go. It's required now.
I think he was forcing himself to sound peppy on that one.
Yeah, I agree.
Sounds like he's snorting.
Well, he's usually going like, listen, man, TMS yesterday. Like, you're totally doing that stoner thing every day. Today, yeah, you're tight, tight, tight. But tomorrow,
you sound like he's been doing some coke.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Smoke weed every day.
There you go, buddy. Have a good one. If you want to call the show and have your own voice on this year's show, call us 801-471-0462. You can email us themorningstream@gmail.com. And, of course, at frogpants.com/TMS. You'll find the show and all of its links on Twitter, @Coverville, @ScottJohnson, @MorningStream. And today we'll be at the DTNS show, Daily Tech News show, today, 2:30 Mountain Time. We'll enter the chat room around, two. And then we'll get in there.
Here
we'll
is Butcher thing. The News on yet another program.
Yeah, pretty excited about that. Actually, we're going to have a lot of fun. And I can't imagine somebody I'd rather do it with than you, Brian. So it'll be a good time. Good times for everybody.
Too kind. You're too kind.
Tuco. I'm Tuco. Tight, tight,
you're
tight.
Tuco.
That's it. That's the show. We're done. You got anything else? Have I missed anything? I would tell people when Coverville will be instead of today.
Oh, probably will be Friday. And right. I have no idea what this show is going to be about, but it'll be Friday. And just some people who are having birthdays right around now, just as a kind of thought.
I'm guessing music and covers will be featured in the
Rivers Cuomo is turning, 45.
Okay.
Lead singer of Weezer, so it might be a Weezer show.
He's not related to the famous Cuomo.
Mario Cuomo?
Yeah, or not Mario. Who am I thinking of?
Don't say Perry Cuomo.
Yeah, Perry. They're not related.
No, because that's Perry Cuomo.
Oh. Oh, Cuomo? It's not Cuomo?
Yes.
Oh. All right, cool. I can't believe this guy's our age. Weezer used to be such a young band. It's freaking me out. All right. Excellent. That'll be fun. Check that out.
It'll be Friday. And keep an eye on @Coverville on Twitter for information on when that's going to be. It'll probably be in the morning because Fridays are usually big work days for me as far as getting freelance out because I'm usually not doing podcasts that day.
There are 3 or 4 photos where they have confused this Cuomo guy with the Portlandia dude from SNL. What's his name?
Fred Armisen.
Fred Armisen. They keep using. I like the Google image search. Shows
if you do a search for Perry Cuomo, you find pictures of Fred Armisen.
No, not Perry, but Rivers Cuomo.
Oh, that's even better. Really?
Yeah, and they mix them up because they both have glasses. I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's happening there.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, they do. Oh, that is really funny.
Yeah. There's a couple of J.J. Abrams in here as well.
if you're kind of nerdy and you wear glasses, then you must be the lead singer of Weezer.
Yeah, good work there.
That's how that works.
Good work, Google image search. That's it. We're done. Let's get out of here. Music from you would be lovely at this point.
Sure. Well, Mike, a.k.a. the Taffy guy, the guy who sent us all that great taffy before. Scott and Brian, I would like to dedicate a Michael Bublé cover song for my girlfriend Lois's birthday. She will turn, message redacted, on June 14th. I love you, Lois.
I love you, Lois.
And I'm lucky to have you in my life. Happy birthday. Signed, Michael.
Okay.
That was good. So he wants to hear a cover by Michael Bublé, or a cover, I guess, of Michael Bublé. I searched in vain for a cover of Russian Unicorn. Can't find one. I really would like to find one. So we're going to go with the next best thing. This was recorded for the movie back in 2003, but released on a CD single with a bunch of remixes of Sway. And this is the remix. This is the Spider-Man theme, sung by Michael Bublé.
Ooh, I like Spider-Man. Here it is. We'll play it, and we'll be back tomorrow, Therapy Thursday, and more. Come on back now, you hear?
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, buddy, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame he's ignored, action is his reward. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Well, fame, he's ignored, action is his reward. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Comes the Spider-Man.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
The front office, you meathead!
You meathead? Meow, see?